your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Time for the next segment. Where Jim wants to tack something out a little bit to what we were talking about in segment five. That would obviously be the prior segment. Jimmy, what do you got to say, bud?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that people understood when you go. If you want to comment on the blog, go to KER Politics, the KER Politics link, and it'll be a little flag over on the side, and you can go ahead and pull it up there. Sure. And you'll see the bloggers comment quite a bit on what's going on with both our comments and what's happening in the world, and provide a lot of information out there that you don't see in normal places.
Okay. Go ahead. You want to talk right now a little bit about the Biden family and China, stuff that you're not hearing about in the news. Go ahead, Jim.
That's right. Well, actually, some of it is beginning to break in the news. Actually, the top headline today, Friday, as we record this on the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day out there to listeners if they hear it tonight.
Yeah.
But the actual discussion is about money that was paid to the Biden family from Chinese energy company.
Yeah.
And that money is over $3 million that went to different companies and sub-companies, but actually $1 million that went directly to Biden family members, including Jim Biden, Haley Biden, Beau's former wife before he passed away, and then, of course, Hunter's later girlfriend.
Yeah.
And, of course, this tracks back directly to the Chinese Communist Party and, in fact, intelligence operations. And there's very little information about what the Bidens actually provided in consulting services to these Chinese companies. And so what it shows, there's a couple of things that are happening with this. It shows a very strong influence by Chinese, with Chinese money and businesses on the Biden family that was actually covered up by the Department of Justice and the FBI. And it shows a very different Department of Justice and FBI as they actually manipulated information to target the Trump administration over Russian connections and attempted to frame Donald Jr. and a bunch of other people, both publicly haranguing them, releasing a lot of information, while simultaneously there was tremendous amount of factual information from significant activity reports from the Department of Treasury about these massive payments to the Biden family. The FBI had been looking into this, but they actually were covering up and they didn't follow through with many of the potential charges that they could have as they were going after people on the opposite side of the aisle that were actually currently in the administration. That shows a complete disregard for, in my view, equality and justice, but it also is very risky to the American national security, much more so than the accusations of a bad phone call that created the Zelensky between Trump that was the impeachment effort.
Right.
And of course, we've all seen the outcome of the Mueller investigation and the failures there, and of course what the FBI had done by manipulating documentation about actually allowing FISA warrants to continue to track and investigate members of the Trump campaign, and then eventually the Trump administration, including getting Michael Flynn fired for no justifiable reason. So you've got this very, very big problem of Chinese influence in the U.S. government combined with Chinese influence or some sort of political ignorance on Department of Justice and the FBI to follow up with that in order to protect their favored political entities.
Yep.
Very, very dangerous situation for America.
And I want to say one thing that's very, very important, and that is you can't make this stuff up. If you want verification of anything that Jim or I say on this radio program, just request it by going to our website, www.kereport.com. Guarantee nobody will contact you for anything. Just let us know, and we will provide you with a source. Jim, you're on, bud.
Yeah, so the China Daily, which is clearly a Chinese Chinese propaganda voice for the government, has actually published a very interesting article on the Chinese proposed Global Civilization Initiative.
Right.
So this is an effort by China to shape the future of the world. They're taking a leadership role as the United States is falling behind and failing very miserably right now. The conditions have become to the point where most European countries have very little faith and trust in the Biden administration. We certainly don't have the leadership we had once had in economics and free markets because of course that's, we'll talk about it in the next segment. We'll talk about the banking situation, the crisis right there. The United States left allies hanging in 20 years worth of, and trillions of dollars worth of efforts and lost lives in Afghanistan with a pullout that actually strengthened the Taliban after 20 years took them out of power.
Yep.
And of course, who's going to fill the vacuum of power when the United States is failing and falling? It's going to be the biggest growing economy and the largest demographic in the world with the Chinese. And of course, their growing military power, their growing political influence, and their connections to the Belt and Road Initiative, and their very aggressive actions in what they call unrestricted warfare, are creating significant problems.
Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about unrestricted warfare. What exactly is unrestricted warfare?
So basically, in the early 90s, the Chinese military watched the United States in the first Iraq War, and how rapidly we were able to overcome basically one of the largest armies in the world within a few weeks. And two colonels wrote a paper, and you can actually look it up and listen to it. It's on Amazon.com, but it basically talks about how the United States depends on technology, and China's going to have to do something very different and use every aspect of power to undermine and to grow and to supplant the United States as the world's leader and the world's power. And so unrestricted warfare talks about using all means, all aspects of diplomatic power, of economic power, of information warfare, of biological warfare. We can talk about COVID and where that came from. All types of efforts in order to undermine the strength of the West, and specifically the United States, in order for them to take the leadership role in the world. And that plan, they lay it out. And since that 1997-1998 paper, it appears that the Chinese have done a tremendous job and been quite successful, and have clearly, according to much information, what we've just talked about in the previous segment, infiltrated and influenced major political actors in the United States, as well as co-opting major global corporations in order to bow to their needs in order to make money.
And Jim, I want to take a break here. We got to cut for the top of the hour news. All I want to say is please give us your comments, positive or negative, to www.kereport.com.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.